Ecobox Amsterdam.
Honest?
Yes, I am, very.
I think you're trying to shock people.
I don't give a shit what you think. I know what I think, and that's all that counts to me.
But funk is really nothing new, I think.
Then you think wrong.
What's new about funk?
I don't know, but you still think wrong. Why do you ask me all these silly questions? Do you really expect me to answer them?
Over the last 12 months, punk rock has become almost a battle cry in British society. For many people, it's a bigger threat to our way of life than Russian communism or hyperinflation, and it certainly generates more popular excitement than either of those.
My personal view on punk rock is that it's nauseating, disgusting, degrading, ghastly, sleazy, prurient, voyeuristic, and generally nauseating. The worst of punk rock groups, I suppose, currently are the Sex Pistols.
The Johnny Rotten Show. The punk. And his music.
This is it. Born for a Purpose. Dr. Alimentado. Right now, this record, just after I got my brains kicked out, I went home and I played it. And like, there's a verse in it where it's like, if you have no reason for living, don't determine my life. Because the same thing happened to him. He got run over because he was a dread.
Bye. Hello, everyone. This is Blueprints for Blackout number 11. Today's on Echo Box Radio. Today's theme is the connection between reggae and punk. And I've got Lorenzo from Radical Hi-Fi here to help me out and give me consultants.
Yes, the reggae consultants, yes. Thank you for having me on your show.
It's a really interesting theme also. There's some incredible... there's a lot of stuff I've never heard before that Lorenzo's chosen as well. But first I'm going to play a track by Linton Kwesi Johnson called Five Nights of Bleeding.
Madness, madness, madness tight on the heads of the rebels. The bitterness erupts like a hot blast. Broke glass, ritual of blood on the burning. Heard by a cruel and fighting. Five nights of horror and of bleeding. Broke glass, gold blades as sharp as the highs of hate and the stabbings. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number one was in Brixton. Soprano B sound system was a beating out a rhythm with a fire. Coming down his reggae, reggae wire. It was a sound shaking down your spinal column. A bad music tearing up your flesh. And the rebels them start a fighting. The youth them just burn high. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number two down at Shepherd's. Right up Railton Road. It was a night named Friday when everyone was high on brew or drew. A pound or two worth of Cali. Sound coming down Never King's music iron. The rhythm just bubbling and backfiring. Raging and rising. When suddenly the music cut. Steel blade drinking blood in darkness. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number three, over the river, right outside the rainbow. Inside, James Brown was screaming soul. Outside, the rebels were freezing cold. Babylonian tyrants descended, pounced on the brothers who were bold. So with the flick of the wrist, a jab and a stab, the song of blades was sounded. The pile of oppression was vomited, and two policemen wounded. Righteous, righteous war. Night number four at a blues dance. A blues dance. Two rooms packed and the pressure pushing up. Hot, hot heads. Ritual of blood in a blues dance. Broke glass, splintering fire. Axes, blades, brain blasts. Rebellion rushing down the wrong road. Storm blowing down the wrong tree. Leroy bleeds near death on the fourth night. In a blues dance, on a black rebellious night. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Night number five at the telegraph. Vengeance walk through the doors. So slow, so smooth. And so tight and ripe and smash. Broke glass, a bottle finds a head and the shell of the fire hurt cracks. The victim feels fear, finds hands, bull's knife, finds throat. Oh, the stabbings and the bleeding and the blood. It's war amongst the rebels. Madness, madness, war. Thank you.
Yell virgin.
Yell German, then I straight.
Love man, all African states must be free from all imperialism and colonialism.
Yes, sir.
Angola, Mozambique, Rhodesia, and South Africa, which is now overrun by colonialism.
All oppressors.
All oppressors must be run out and stamped out now.
Yes, sir.
For the time has now come, it shall be agreed. Bam, bam, bam. It shall be a bam, bam, bam when the black man come for his land. It shall be a bam, bam, bam when the black man come for his land. So run, oppressor, run. Run out.
Stuff, huh?
That's great. I expected a drum kit, but there was no drum kit there.
No. It's only this. It's called the Nyabingi drumming. Yeah. So it's a ceremonial type drumming of the Rastas, which was banned during colonial times, and it's really a sound of struggle, and it comes straight from Africa, as you can listen to the type of drumming and also the drums themselves. So it's an ensemble of several tribes, times having different roles. And this was really the base also of roots music, because you often hear it in the background. So you were saying now that there was no drums, because in roots there's normally a regular drummer plus this, and this is more is in its pure form.
Yeah, so it's more like the traditional folk style of it. So who's this Ras Michael and the Sons of Negus? Who were they?
Well, they were a performing group and very important and also recording, and so they did different stuff. This is really at his most stripped down type sound, really, the Nyabingi. He also, Ras Michael also has other tunes that has, you know, guitars and drums and things like that on top. There's always a Nyabingi element to it, though.
Okay, shall we hear Armageddon Time?
Yes, this is an important song as well. It also, you know, when we have this punk connection. So I think punks and Rastas had something in common, many things in common, but they were anti-system, rebellious, and basically kind of pissed off for different but analog, you know, there's an analogy in their reasons as well. So let's play Armageddon time. Willie Williams on the Studio One label.
A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people going to suffer tonight. Cause the battle is getting hotter in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. So a lot of people going to have to stand up and fight. But remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in this iration. It's Armageddon. Yeah. Lots of people will be running and hiding tonight. Said a lot of ones gonna run and hide tonight. Cause it's your action, you must get your fraction in this iration. It's Armageddon. A lot of people won't get no supper tonight. Said a lot of one won't get no justice tonight. I say, but remember to praise Jehovah, and he will guide you in Armageddon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. That's where I'm bound.
I'm a rock drummer. I'm a revolutionary repatriate. I'm a nutty with no capitalist. I'm a righteous man. I'm a revolutionist. A revolutionist.
So that was Freddie MacGregor, I'm an Arasta, a.k.a. Revolutionist. This was also on the Studio One label. Yeah, interesting lyrics. Also, you know, talking about not being a capitalist, being a revolutionist, being, you know, independent, in a way against Babylon system. That's how they call it in Jamaica. Or at least the Rasta did that. Before that, that was, as we said, was Armageddon Time, which was, by the way, one of the first reggae covers done by a punk band.
Yeah.
And The Clash covered it, and it was featured on the B-side of their London Calling single. So it was quite an important release. You know, opinions vary whether they did it justice or not.
Yeah.
But it did bring reggae to a different audience, you know, to people that wouldn't necessarily go for that. And it personally, it helped me understand, or I mean, it really introduced me to reggae as well, because as a teenager, I was very much into like the UK punk, first wave of UK punk. So, of course, I knew Bob Marley, but this more like deeper stuff, you know, somehow I got to know it through The Clash, through The Pistols, through all those that period, yeah.
And you said that was the first, what about Police and Thieves? When did they do that as well, before or after?
Yeah, they did that on their first LP, Clash. Police and Thieves was a huge hit. I think it went to number one or number two in the UK charts. I mean, it was on Top of the Pops. So it was quite a, yeah.
But you mean the original?
The original, Junior Mervyn.
Yeah.
That we're going to wait for that one later.
Yeah.
Now we're going to play a Dennis Brown song. It's called What About the Half? And it's a Phil Pratt production on a Sunshot label. So, let's run it.
Dennis Brown has got a great voice. Yes.
That's never been told. What is hidden from the wise and prudent shall reveal to babe and suckling. The half, the half, the half that's never been told. That's never been told. What
is hidden from the wise and prudent shall reveal to babe and suckling the half that's never been told. Oh, the half that's never been told. Socialism we are dealing with.
So that was Every Mouth Must Be Fed by Iroy, and before that was Babylon Too Rough by Gregory Isaacs. I mean, that would have been the music that, like when the Roxy first opened and when all the punk clubs started in London, that would be the stuff that they'd be listening to.
Yes, these definitely were their favorite artists. But it's, you know, it's a bizarre story because, you know, instinctively you wouldn't associate punk with the sound of reggae, which is, you know, quite a different sound. But, you know, they had this rebellious, angry attitude in common. Plus, there was a practical reason. In the beginning of, you know, UK punk rock in the 76, 77, there was hardly any recorded music of that. So they would have punk shows in this place called the Roxy, which was nearby Covent Garden. Covent Garden used to be a very seedy place at the time. It was not the fancy, you know, one brand store situation it is now. Far from it. And this was, the Roxy was an old gay club, which was not successful. Got taken over by punks. They started programming shows. And, you know, before, in between, and after shows, they had to DJ, and there was no records. And Don Letts, which was one of the punk inner circle people, and he was Jamaican of original Jamaican origin, he had good knowledge of record of reggae and had his records. So he would DJ, and he would DJ, you know, those two, three punk records that were around, and the rest would be reggae. And punks got, I guess, force-fed it. And they started loving it. They started really understanding the lyrics. So it's also this show that we're playing. Listen to the lyrics, because this is what it's mostly about. I mean, the sound is one thing, but the lyrics, that's what really turned the punks on, you know?
Yeah.
So next tune. This is...